WRCO-FM Richland Center, WRCE-FM 107.7, AM 1450, Richland Center. Good morning. The time is 7 o'clock. An update is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. Well, right now we're at 66 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Special Counsel Jack Smith filing a streamlined indictment against Donald Trump in the election interference case. This one narrowing the charges following that Supreme Court decision granting presidents immunity for acts while in office. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The special counsel is making clear that even though the presidential immunity ruling from the Supreme Court may have curtailed some of the charges, Jack Smith is still moving full steam ahead, believing that the former president was still at the head of this conspiracy.
Incursion into the Israeli-occupied West Bank. IDF forces moving in on the city of Jenin, where militants are believed to be hiding out. At least 9 Palestinians killed. A new Surgeon General advisory on parenting and stress. New data shows nearly half of all parents say most days their stress is overwhelming. Only about a quarter of adults without kids say that. The White House holding a summit today for families of those who've died of drug overdoses. This is ABC News. Construction underway at what will become the new elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, replacing Robb Elementary that came under attack in 2022.
In many ways, the new school, which still has no name, will be a tribute to the 21 people who died at the hands of a gunman.
Throughout the building, there'll be images of honeybees and trickles of water and butterflies, and many of those will be in amounts of 21.
The Uvalde School District's Tim Miller says that at its minimum,
the school will be very safe, very secure
when it welcomes students in the fall of 2025. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The first person to get into the U.S. Capitol on January 6th won't be going anywhere for a while. Michael Sparks has now been sentenced to more than 4 years behind bars. On the day of the riots, he climbed through a broken window and chased a police officer up a flight of stairs. NFL owners will be getting some partners. League owners now approving a measure that will allow private equity firms to buy up to 10% of a team. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, it's a nice morning. Humidities seem to be doing a little better for us today. We'll share with you forecast details coming up on this Wednesday morning.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala. And tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Today, a high of 80 with partly cloudy skies. East winds around 5. Partly cloudy, scattered fog possible tonight, a low of 59. Thursday, partly sunny and warm. Isolated thunderstorms possible and a high of 83. And Friday, clouds will give way to sunshine gradually and breezy, a high of 82. In Richland Center, we've been as low as 65 this morning. The fog appears to be lifting a little bit in our immediate area. And right now it is 66 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. Good Wednesday morning. Give you some good directions with Billy Currington.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. Sitting there, thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, it could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably
cloud of dust. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old coat sign. You gotta stop it and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here.
That's joy of my, not joke of my life, the joy, right, yeah, got it. All right, here we are, together again. Speaking of which, old Hanko will be in just a little bit, and we'll have birthdays and anniversaries, regular features, as you go about your merry way today. 7:15 here at WRCO, WRCE, it is 66 degrees.
Jesus just about every night. I call my mama and my dad at least once a week to remember my roots and keep on planting deep. Sometimes I need to step away and get a different view. There's really something to that honky-tonk attitude. It pulls me out of that everyday sinking sand. I feel better with a cold.
Some things to celebrate today. It's Red Wine Day, Radio Commercial Day. It's National Power Rangers Day. I don't know whether Hank brought his Power Rangers with him to play with today or not. It's Race Your Mouse Around the Icons and National Cherry Turnover Day. Crackers Over the Keyboard Day. That's not a good thing. Those are hard. Crumbs are hard to get out of the keyboard. Trust me. And let's see. National Bowtie Day as well. They always look good. And we're not talking about tying up Bo Hendricks. No, it's, bow tie. Those look good. I always get the snap on if I have one or the wrap around your neck one. I can't even tie a regular tie, but tying a bow tie, the real deal, man, that's next level, really.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Your feast of flavors awaits today at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them from 1:30 until 6 at the historic Train Depot on Seminary Street, downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. They hope to have fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, muffins, greens, green beans, onions, garlic, potatoes, tomatoes, zucchini, sweet corn, cucumbers, watermelon, dill, maple syrup, honey, canned goods, eggs, meats, and more. The market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers. Look for vendors with a yellow sign by their booth to show they accept senior vouchers. Those vouchers are good only for fruits and vegetables. For youth ages 4 to 17, come to the information table and receive two $1 food tokens. How do you know when they're ready to start? Listen for the bell. When you hear it ring, you'll know that the market is open and ready to begin. No early sales. They start promptly at 1:30 and close at 6. We'll see you at the Richland Area Farmers Market today in downtown Richland Center.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Muller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
Hey!
Good morning, Philip.
There he is.
How you doing, young man?
Riding in from the west. Oh, hangry.
The fog.
Well, I misspoke this morning because there was nothing when I came in. I said, oh, it's finally a morning where we don't have fog. And then I looked out about a half hour later. Whoops. We do.
I got up around 4:15 when I started making my coffee.
Wow, that's early.
Yeah. Got up, looked outside, going, yeah, it's foggy. I went back to bed.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh. Woke up still in the fog.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would today be any different, right? So.
I thought we were going to be good to each other
today.
We are. But I don't know about that. Yeah. So, and again, you have pens today.
I do.
But they're different.
Two of them. Well, doesn't matter.
Where did my
little grandbaby, first day of 4K.
Oh, my goodness. What a cutie pie.
Showing you the picture on the radio. Oakley with 4K. She had 3K last year.
Really?
Yeah. So
Would I be in 50K this year?
I don't know. And I'd be in 60K, I suppose. But, yeah.
Pay me what I'm worth.
I think about how advanced kids are now. You know, I was six going on seven when I went to school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, by the time I got out, you know, I was 30.
well, 30, I was in seventh grade. Yeah,
no. Well, what are you doing?
I remember my son bringing home some math problems. And every time he'd come home, he would get his math book out. I would go hide. Because I have no idea how to do this.
Oh, yes.
Because our math, you know, when we were going to school, math was much simpler than today. Yeah.
Well, it seemed, but you know, you're going through it at the time.
Oh, wow.
And so, it's like a lot of things, you got to keep that practice up there, I think.
Yes.
Yes. I wasn't able to keep those skills.
Hey, did you dig your potatoes up? Is that what I heard earlier? You're supposed to.
June did. She got a few of them started, but we have more to dig, yes.
How many plants do you have?
I don't know. Good solid rows.
How many? How do I know? Because this is the first year I've done potatoes, and I have six plants.
All right, and only six plants.
So I'm hoping to get a baked potato out of them.
Oh, but I hope you get one.
So when do I know when they're ready, Phil?
Well, that's a good question. You know, the vines die. I'm no expert.
So are your vines dead?
Yes.
Okay. So I planted mine about 2 weeks after you did.
Okay.
And now you can see potatoes popping out of the ground.
Okay.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
I keep covering them up.
Time to dig them, I would think. You know, because you get those sun black where they get green, where they're sticking out of the ground.
No, they're not green.
All right, cool.
So, but they're not green. They're just popped right out of the ground.
Ready to go.
You think they are?
Probably. I would dig one and see how it looks. And
how many potatoes should I get in one plant?
Well, it varies. Sometimes I only get the seed that I planted it with. You know, you dig them up and you're like, what the? You know, the seed that all the vines came from.
Right.
Where are the rest of the potatoes? I don't know.
Really?
But then...
So I for sure I have two potatoes.
Yeah. Sometimes you can get a handful of good ones. And then sometimes you might get one or two. And then you get the little mini ones that...
And those are so good.
Oh, you like the little ones?
I do. I love to boil them, just eat them like a... like basically like grapes.
Oh, sure.
So...
That's about the only size ours ever get is the little...
Is it really?
Bitty ones, yeah.
So anyway, my tomatoes are not... The flower will come. Then it just disappears.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know what's.
We never have real good luck. We either have they start
too
out,
many.
Well, I don't know. I think there's a little bit of a blight or something. So this year we planted them on the deck in pots, you know. But it seems like it's like, wow, this is going to be great, and all of a sudden they rot on one side.
That's what mine did
before they
turn
red.
Because I had one on the deck thinking that would not.
No.
Not good at all.
Yeah.
So.
And then we had a really weird, I've never seen this before, but I guess it's common. It was a tomato worm of some sort. This
really?
Big, long, green worm was eaten on one of them one day. And I'd never seen that before.
You know what's worse than finding a half a worm in your tomato?
Well, when you bite into one and then you find a half worm. That's bad.
There's nothing worse than finding a half a worm in your tomato.
Really bad. Or your salad, you know.
Or your salad, yeah. Uh-huh. I'll get a little bit of truth and Hankel for you today.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, if you're ready for this, I mean, big important stuff here that we're discussing and trying to solve the world.
Let me brace myself.
All right. There are over 2,500 stars, Philip, on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
2,500 stars. I would say that's true.
It is true. It's actually over 2,600.
Wow.
So, and my name's not on there yet.
No.
Dolly Parton is the grandmother of Miley Cyrus.
Not
grandmother. Or grand-godmother.
She is the godmother. That is true. Not grandmother. Godmother.
Dolly is good friends with Miley's dad, country star Billy Ray Cyrus.
Right. Yep.
So I didn't know that.
There you go.
So and you knew, it was music. So
I didn't know that.
Napoleon was a below average height.
Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
He was tall, wasn't he?
Napoleon was of below average height.
Oh, that's true.
No, it's false.
Is that right?
Yeah. At 5'7", he was slightly above average height for his time.
Really?
Yep. Everybody thinks he's short.
Yeah, everybody talks about that. Okay.
The average human sneeze can be clocked at 100 miles an hour.
Wow. I would say that's true.
It is true, but who would clock that?
I don't know, but you know, that would have helped my pitching if I could have sneezed on the ball.
At the same time.
Yeah, 106 miles an hour.
Why does Phil Knee have pepper out on the mound? True, and to cover your nose, to sneeze can create upwards of 100,000 droplets.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there you go.
Cheesecake comes from Italy.
No, that's an American thing.
No, it's Greece.
Oh, Greece, okay.
No, it comes from Dianonical.
Yeah.
But that's all wrong.
It's a Grace thing.
It's all.
So that was Hanko?
That was Hanko.
It comes from Greece. Greece. All
basically
right.
where French fries invented at. Where was the first French fry cooked up?
In Greece.
In Greece, yes.
Oh, good one, Hank. Good one, yeah. Not really.
Good
effort.
Yeah. Let's see what I can have here for you, buddy. In Vegas, gamblers wear a new Kimberly-Clark product, Player's Advantage disposable underwear, adult divers, okay, like the ones you and I wear. Players no longer need to leave a slot machine or game table for a potty break.
Oh, man. I'm going to say that's sad but true.
It's fact.
Oh, man.
Yeah, don't poop out on that one.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sure not all do, but I'm sure some do. So you can just hang right there. You
isn't that horrible?
Don't have to give up your machine.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, yes, it is. I can't fathom.
I couldn't.
I can't either. But then again, if it was a record show and there's a whole bunch of vinyl records there, you know, I might consider it. You know, so I would have to go to the bathroom and then let somebody else.
Okay. Yeah. Answers a lot of questions about Saturday night.
No, I'm just kidding.
The Grand Canyon National Park's mountain lion population poses the most significant danger to park visitors. The Grand Canyon National Park's mountain lion population poses the most significant danger to park visitors.
I'll say that's not true.
It's a bunch of Hanko. The Grand Canyon National Park's rock squirrels are the most dangerous, attacking hundreds of park visitors yearly.
Rock squirrels?
Rock squirrels.
Weird. All right.
Have you ever looked at the Grand Canyon?
I've never been there.
You've never been there. Have you seen the meteorite in is it Arizona where they have the huge, there's some kind of welcome center there and stuff? It is amazing that meteorite did not hit that welcome center.
Oh, Hank. That's deep thoughts from Hank Braid.
Hey, here's another one. If you've ever been to Estes Park, Colorado, speaking of rock squirrels, you can go up on the gondolier, or is it? All right, to this place where you can feed these ground squirrels or chipmunks.
Okay.
And you feed them peanuts. It's my favorite place in the world to go, because you can set right down on the ground with this bag of food for them, and they will get in your pocket. They will go in your pocket. You have to check. They have to check you before you leave and make sure you don't have one.
Make sure you don't have a squirrel that you're taking with you.
But they, I mean, you can. They'll sit on your shoulder just eating. Stuff goes down the back of your neck and
wow.
There's hundreds of them.
Someday when you retire, you're going to move there. Just
I call it Chipmunk Mountain. Yeah. I really do. It's one of my favorite places to go. It's really, really cool in Estes Park. So.
Yeah. Awesome. So, never been. I've been to some areas of Colorado, but I don't think I've been there before.
You're a movie genius.
Not really, but.
Actress Glenn Close and Brooke Shields are related. Glenn is Brooke's aunt.
No, that's not true.
That is not true. You're not even close.
Yeah.
They're second cousins once removed.
Are they really? Yeah. Oh, they are related. Well,
no, it says once removed.
Once removed. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So anyway.
Well, that's all a Hanko we can stand today. Well, in fact.
I think that's fact.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind and be safe out there this morning.
That's old Hank joining us here on WRCO. Birthdays and anniversaries will be next.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. This starts with your agent. Based on an understanding of your unique situation, your agent can help you determine which coverage options are best for you, with a policy that covers what you need and nothing you don't. Personal service every mile of the way with your agent is as close as a call or email. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Some notes on today. 1964, the Beatles met Bob Dylan at a hotel in New York. Also in 1982, George Strait had his first number one country song, Foolhardy Memory. And Tina Turner received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Hank talked about that earlier today among the, was it 2,500 or so that have their names in cement, the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Some notes on today. Actress Barbara Bach is 78. Singer Wayne Osmond of the Osmonds turns 73 as well. And country music's Shania Twain is 59 as of today, the 28th of August. Birthdays and anniversaries on the local and area scene are coming up, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to The Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At The Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Well, here's a look at people's birthdays today. Buy some candles for these folks, including Nayla Burke, and also today to Revan Weber. Have a great day from all of your friends at Richland Center Primary School. Jaden Hatfield, happy birthday from Grandma and Grandpa Z, Mom and Dad, Nevaeh, and Wesley Hatfield. To Bob Mertz from Pleasant Ridge Church Association. Also to Donna Huth from Sue, Judy, Phyllis, and Rose. Mike McGlynn from Lori and the Guys. And happy birthday to Mike. Word is he'll be giving out copies and signing his new book, How to Build and Burn a Better Bonfire, book signing in Yuba today. Happy birthday from his fan club. To Mary Jane Vandenberg from her husband Frank, happy birthday today. Greetings as well on the 28th of August to Julie Frazier from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, and from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy birthday Angel Rako, to Kevin Biba, Cindy Connor, Amy Franklin, Brody Harwood, Mark Kinney, and Cohen Harrington. Happy anniversary, Brian and Joelle Fuller. You can take all of those fine birthday celebrants to the American Legion Burgers in the Park Night tonight in Muscadet. Happy birthday to Rosalind Johnson from Ash Creek United Methodist Church, Francis Brathwaite from Friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. From the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday, Francis Brathwaite. Happy anniversary, Craig and Cindy Chicker, Doug and Karen Persinger, and Bruce and Ruth Wilson. Happy wishes going out from the RC Lions today to Wyatt Broadbent, Sean Culver, also Jill Trapan and Trevor Reisner, Fern Keenan, and Deb Prohaska. Happy anniversary, Bruce and Ruth Wilson, Mr. and Mrs. Craig Chicker, and Doug and Karen Persinger. A wish today to husband Rick Klingemann, a very happy 42nd anniversary. Love today from Diane. So best wishes to the Klingemanns. Happy anniversary, Dick and Kay Bartles from Five Points Lutheran Church. And James and Tanya Katasek. Happy anniversary from your friends at Ash Creek United Methodist Church.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver. All at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
November 21st, 2021. The Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. A holiday celebration turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
742, 67 degrees at WRCO. Here is Bobby G. Rice. Hope you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Thank you so much for supporting local radio.
Celebrate new beginnings with Syme Funeral Home's grand reopening and Reedstown Labor Day weekend. Join us on Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1st, and Monday, September 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy light refreshments, friendly conversation, and take a tour of our beautifully remodeled facility. It's the perfect opportunity to meet our compassionate team and see the thoughtful upgrades we've made. We look forward to welcoming you.
Get ready for our pre-Labor Day sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center. For a limited time, enjoy free delivery and setup within 30 miles on any outdoor furniture purchase. Plus, save $150 when you buy a king or queen mattress along with an adjustable base. Visit us at 172 South Church Street and take advantage of these incredible deals before they're gone. This is your chance to upgrade your comfort inside and out, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Sale ends August 30th, so don't wait.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 7:45, and today's news update is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. The forecast calls for a high of 80 today with partly cloudy conditions and cooler lows tonight around 59. Right now it is 68 degrees.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Authority say the qualified allocation plan includes changes to use the federal and state tax credits effectively and to reach as many communities as possible. There's a WEDA announcement of a new plan for housing tax credits. That includes redefining categories that promote resource distribution, modifications to the competitive and non-competitive application process, and updating and revising scoring categories to respond to the current state of the housing market. According to the governor, WEDA awarded $69 million in federal and state tax credits during the 2023-24 period to create more than 2,900 affordable housing units. Details are coming out on the harassment case in the Reedsburg community.
According to the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, the harassment that took place earlier this month included blowing air horns and shining lights outside of Amish homes, ringing doorbells, and knocking on windows during the night. Nine students in the school district of Reedsburg were involved. It's not clear if all of them were football players, but Reedsburg Area High School canceled its first two varsity football games of the season. A statement from the school district said it's disappointed to learn of the allegations and that not all of the players on the team were involved. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Richland School District Board of Education held their meeting on Monday. During the session, they approved the hiring of the following staff members for the 2024-25 school year. Margaret May, RCHS alternative education teacher for the first two quarters of the year. Janine Schmitz, RCHS alternative education teacher. And Casey Jarr, RCIS cross-categorical teacher. The donations were also accepted by the board, which included money for Richland Center High School supplies and building needs valued at $250 from the People's Community Bank, student desks for classrooms using at the Richland Center PS and valued at approximately $100 from Diana Janicek. Gift cards as well to support students valued at $200 from Community First Bank, $4,000 for the Richland Center High School Athletic Department from Sharon M. Pansky Estate, money for the RCIS Greenhouse valued at approximately $100 from Sandra Lawton. School supplies for district students valued at approximately $45 from Tammy Wheelock. The use of a UTV for the 24 football season valued at approximately $10,000 from Vitesnik Power Sports. 37 trapezoid tables for various classrooms within the Richland Intermediate School classrooms valued at approximately $1,000 from Culver's headquarters, and money for the Richland Center Intermediate School greenhouse and the purchase of translator earbuds with a total value of approximately $4,000 from the Rotary Foundation of Richland County. With the first day of school in the Richland School District less than a week away, many children will be riding the bus to arrive at and get home from their school. If your child has not signed up to ride, then you will need to contact Cobison Bus at 647-4446. The first day of classes will be Tuesday, September 2nd. Also, a reminder to drivers to obey the law when approaching or following a school bus to keep those aboard safe. Ithaca Schools Open House Back to School Night will be held this evening. Here's Michael Hernan with more on the story.
Ithaca's Open House / Back to School Night is where kids go to get registered for classes and receive other vital things for the school year. Here's Ithaca School Superintendent Greg Herbst on why all Ithaca students should attend.
We'd like to do as much of the paperwork beforehand as possible. It certainly adds to the school year starting more smoothly than it might otherwise. So we certainly do invite everybody to come to open house on Wednesday from 4 to 6.
Herbst invites any kid looking to open enroll to look into Ithaca schools.
If you look at our enrollment now and compare it to 2014, you ask yourself, what's going on? Because it's dropped so much. But if you go back 10 more years, back to around the 2004 area, our enrollment now is about what it was then. So by no means are we full, and we certainly encourage people who are looking for the best education for their children to give us a look.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
The Richland Center Kiwanis recently completed their back-to-school backpack and supplies program. Steve Kolstad is a past president of the Kiwanis.
It was a very, very successful event. And as a past president of the Kiwanis Club, I just wanted to thank the community for your generosity. This year, we gave out 250 backpacks to needy kids. We served 75 different families in the community, which in the past, about the past 5 years, it's been more like 50 families and 150 backpacks. But this year, a lot of people are going through some difficult times, and they came to us, and we served just a lot of kids in our community, which is really the motto of Kiwanis, which is serving kids in our community. But I'm on the radio today just to say thank you to the generosity in our particular community. It's a great giving community to live in, and some of our kids, about 250 of them, get a jump start in their education just because of your generosity.
Helping the Kiwanis cause helps make many children happier.
As an old educator, the most important thing is to put people on the level plane of education. And so to provide them with the materials they need to start the year off and be at the same level as everyone else is just a key portion of education.
Because of the generosity shown by those who helped in the community and area, many students will have a better school year. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports a motor vehicle collided with a horse-drawn vehicle on Monday afternoon in rural Chaseburg. Curtis John Woodhouse, 30, of rural Genoa, was operating a passenger vehicle traveling southeast on County Road Double K, northwest of Waldenberger Lane, near the border of the towns of Harmony and Homburg. Woodhouse looked away for a moment and collided with the rear of a horse-drawn vehicle driven by Reuben A. Miller, 34, of rural Chaseburg. Reuben Miller and his passenger, Andrew M. Miller, 28, also of Chaseburg, were both injured and transported to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse by private vehicle. They were both released Monday night. The horse that was involved was treated by a veterinarian and expected to make a full recovery. Responding to the scene with the sheriff's office were the Genoa Harmony Fire Department and first responders and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. The crash remains under investigation by the sheriff's office. In April, the Environmental Protection Agency set individual limits for two of the most widely studied PFAS chemicals at 4 parts per trillion and 3 other PFAS at 10 parts per trillion. The Department of Natural Resources says under the changes, around 90 public water systems would need to treat their water or drill a new well to meet federal regulations. New federal regulations require water systems be tested for PFAS by 2027. The DNR says roughly 2,000 public water supplies in Wisconsin have already been tested, and about 95% of those have PFAS levels below the federal limits. And Elijah Vu, missing for 6 months now, would have celebrated his 4th birthday last week. So his family held a party that brought the community out to Appleton Sunday afternoon. Friends, family, and members of the searchers were all in attendance. Some people that showed up came from Facebook groups, meeting each other in person for the first time and looking to make some light out of a difficult situation and inspire hope. Organizers say they will continue to put events together in coming weeks, bringing awareness to finding Elijah as the search continues.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Here are today's vital statistics. Mike McCormick, 76, of Rolling Ground, died Sunday. A funeral mass will be held today at 11 at St. Philip's Catholic Church in Rolling Ground. Friends may call at St. Philip's Catholic Church today from 9 until the time of the mass at 11. Burial with full military honors will follow at the church cemetery. The Vasatag Funeral Home and Crematory in Gays Mills is serving the family of Mike McCormick, 76, of Rolling Ground. Shirley A. Anderson, age 94, of Green Lake, died peacefully Friday at her home. Graveside services will be held Friday at 2 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Shirley A. Anderson, 94, of Green Lake. Judith Fairbee, 87, of Richland Center, died August 17th at Schmidt-Woven Hills. Funeral services will be held at 3 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 1 until the service time at 3. Judith Fairbee, 87, of Richland Center. Larry D. Davidson, age 52, of Boscobel, died Sunday at his home. Private family funeral services will be held Friday at the Boscobel Cemetery in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Larry D. Davidson, 52, of Boscobel. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado, died in Colorado. A memorial gathering for Sherry and her late husband, Terry, will be held Saturday from 10 until 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A time of sharing will be held at 11:30. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until 10:30. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua, died Thursday at Lakeshore Assisted Living in Minocqua. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Fancy Creek Cemetery. A live stream of the service may be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Saturday from 2 until the service time at 2:30. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua. and Joseph Joe Paw Jedwin Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center, died Sunday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held Wednesday, September 4th at 2 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday, September 4th from noon until the service time at 2. Joseph Joe Paw Jedwin Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any